struggling. It is a turnaround week. And before we go to RJ Bell at pregame.com, here's my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Patriots at Dolphins.
Dolphins plus 7.5. I really like this number. By the way, the Patriots have lost 4 of their last 5 games on the road in Miami. The Patriots are just 3-3 on the road in Miami. And they don't make you uncomfortable. They have only 19 sacks, second fewest in the NFL. Brady hasn't been good there. They've got the division mostly wrapped up. And by the way, the Dolphins defense, they get after it. They are 3rd in the NFL in takeaways over the last month. New England escapes with a win 27-23, but I love Miami plus 7.5.
Falcons at Packers.
Like Green Bay minus 4.5. Like it. I love it. Listen, Aaron Rodgers has chewed up the Falcons in his career like nobody else. And the Falcons are on a 4-game losing streak. They were on life support last week, lost at home to Baltimore, and I think they've packed it in. This is a bad defense. It's the first game after Mike McCarthy was fired, and I think Aaron Rodgers knows I can turn and pivot out of the bad, ugly press. He'll be precise. Packers in a blowout, 32-22.
Broncos at 49ers.
Again, Denver's coming off big wins. Everybody now beat the Steelers and beat the Chargers and just lost Emmanuel Sanders, their leading receiver who led them in everything. Targets, catches, yards, he's gone for the season. I also think if you look at the 49ers home and away, they're a tough out at home. Broncos are an average road team, 3-3 on the road this year. Bottom line, if San Francisco limits turnovers, I'm going to take the 5 points with the Niners. Doesn't matter who wins. It's a 24-23 win. Way too many points for, I think, a Denver offense that will miss their star receiver.
Eagles at Cowboys.
This is really a numbers game. I don't bet teams. I bet numbers. Philadelphia plus 3.5. I'm going to take the Eagles here. Bottom line is, if it was 3, I probably pass. But Philadelphia and Carson Wentz have been very good against the NFC East. He's 7-1 against the NFC East over the last 2 years. And Dak Prescott not only has fumble issues, he's been sacked 45 times this year, the most in the NFL. Yes, the Cowboys have won 4 straight, but all of those wins are by 8 points or fewer. And would it shock anybody if Dallas pulls back a little after that wildly emotional standalone national TV game? I think the Cowboys win an ugly, low-scoring, close game, 26-24. But I'm going to take, this is just a number, 3.5. You have to take Philly.
Rams at Bears.
Upset alert. Bears plus 3 at home. Cold and slightly windy Chicago. I'm going to take it. First of all, there's one great defense in this game. And post-Thanksgiving, this isn't close. The Bears are top 5 in everything. Takeaways, total yards, points per game, rushing yards. They're 5-1 at home. They're a young team, and young teams tend to play much better home and away. Yes, I know both offenses are really high-powered. But the Rams' offense did not look good last week, and Jared Goff is in a little bit of a slump. I'm going to take the field goal, the home team. You know, these Sunday night games, young home team coming off a loss, Soldier Field is going to be nuts. I'm going to take the Bears with an upset win, 27-26. All right, now we bring in the man who gets it right a lot more than I do. RJ Bell, pregame.com. He's the founder of pregame.com. They are the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. And he is also doing the only in America. In fact, I've looked it up, the entire world. He's doing a 1-hour daily network gambling show. 3-4 Pacific, 6-7 Eastern. And let's bring in RJ Bell. All right, let's start with this, RJ. Tom Brady has struggled in 2 places. At Denver, high altitude, and in Miami, which is a much different weather than Foxborough. Dolphins have talent. These games are always close. I don't think it's a coincidence he struggled here. I'm going to take the Dolphins plus 7.5. What do the wise guys say?
Wise guys agree with you.
I'm going to agree under protest. We talk about this every time you pick the Pats games, either way, which is how good Belichick is against the spread. Every right. week, there seems to be a new rationale. Oh, but this week is different. No, long term, Pats cover the spread a massive amount of time. But this week does feel different, right? We remember last year in Miami, Patriots lost on Monday night. In fact, last five times Pats have gone down to Miami, Miami is 4-1 straight up.
Yes.
4-1 against the spread. Pats not good on the road this year, 3-3. And here's an amazing stat. Last three times the Pats have been favored by six or more, the last five times they've lost three. So last five times, two wins, three losses. In the prior 39 times, they only lost the game twice. So 2-37 followed by 2-3. It does feel like a kink in the armor. Listen, Miami's not a great team. I mean, who are we kidding? But Tannehill's been back two games. His passer rating, 119.
Yep.
100.
Yes.
So quite good. Only thing that really concerns me here, in December, last 5 years. Now, December's not arbitrary, right? Because it's about how healthy teams stay. It's about their physical condition. Pats are the best team against the Vegas spread last 5 years in December, 14-6. Worst team, Dolphins, 6-15.
1-0 agreement under protest. A second one here, and this goes against what a lot of people would think. Broncos have been winning, and they've been impressive. Philip Lindsay, the running back, has been fantastic. They have – the way I look at this game is simple. Broncos have had a huge turnover edge in those games. But if you get down to it, San Francisco is a tough out at home. And I do think, and I see this occasionally in the NFL, that teams have these stretches of intensity, and then like the Saints, they kind of fall flat on a road game. I think San Francisco keeps it close. I'll take the 5. What do the wise guys say?
This is a wise guy special agreement here. You're right. Everyone's looking at the Broncos. Three straight wins against, think about it, the Steelers,
yes.
the Chargers. I mean, that looks mighty good. And then a clear blowout win. And Lindsay's starting to get a lot of attention. And I think rightfully so. The third highest yards per carry since 1970. I mean, he's having an amazing year. But you mentioned it. Three wins, Broncos plus 8 in turnovers. Now, some listeners might say that's a good thing. Well, we believe, Vegas strongly believes, turnovers tend to even themselves out. They got a big advantage being plus 8. That's likely not to continue. Sanders out. You might say, how important? Well, he was by far, after trading away their other receiver, the most important Denver receiver, and less discussed, Chris Harris, cornerback, is out.
Yeah, great player.
Big deal. Here's the stat of the week. This season, the 49ers have two wins. They've outgained their opponents. If you just add up the yards, 49ers, they've had turnover problems. When they don't lose the turnover battle, San Fran, 2-2 this year. Yeah. So they're an average team in those spots. One concern is Shanahan has so much equity. He's not losing his job no matter what. Jimmy G's coming back next year. You got to wonder, do they have their eye on that number one pick? I don't think teams tank in the NFL, but boy, maybe in the back of their mind, hey, if we don't win these games, it's probably not a big deal. All that said, the sharp side is certainly 49ers.
This is a pick that I feel very strongly about. I'm going to take Green Bay. And what's the current spread right now?
5.5.
Okay.
Let's call it 5. I think 5 is fair.
Aaron Rodgers has had a bad 2 weeks of PR. Brother calls him out. McCarthy fired. Finally getting blame. Okay. He can clean it all up with a brilliant performance the minute Mike McCarthy leaves. And guys like me will say, yeah, it was McCarthy. And Atlanta, by the way, still thought they could be a playoff team. And their season essentially ended last week. I think they're going to go on the road. And they're going to be a dead team walking. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be motivated to be great. I'll take Green Bay by double digits. What do the wise guys think?
Well, I tell you this. I agree with you 100%. Wise guys are torn on this game, but I agree with you 100%. And I'll be honest. I think you have had the best stat about Aaron Rodgers and his discontent with McCarthy, which was your throwaway stat, right? And if I remember, it was he at a certain point recently, Aaron Rodgers had twice as many throwaways
as everybody else in the league.
Than any other quarterback. So now you got to wonder, wait a minute, Aaron Rodgers is one of the most mobile quarterbacks in the NFL. He's a playmaker. Why is he throwing the ball away? I think your conclusion was right on. Also, you talked about it on the show yesterday, Winston Moss, the idea of him after 12 years of loyal service being fired for that tweet. There's a purge going on in that Packer building, and you got to figure Aaron Rodgers has more scrutiny this game than any game probably in a couple years, you know, since a big playoff game. So I think you're going to see 100% focus. And let's be honest, the other players are thinking, man, if Winston Moss is getting fired over that, we better toe the line. I think this is all about the motivation of Aaron Rodgers and, quite frankly, how he probably hasn't been playing up to 100% prior, thus Green Bay's underrated because of it. Agreement, Packers.
3-0 agreement. Eagles plus 3.5 at the Cowboys. This is a number game. If it was 3, I'd pass. I'll take the 3.5. Something, would it shock anybody if after their biggest win in 2 years, the Saints, they came back down to earth? The offensive line, Dak is getting sacked a lot. This, to me, too many points for an ugly, low-scoring game. I think Dallas comes back. I think Philly plays with some urgency. I'm going to take the Eagles and half a point more than a field goal. What do the wise guys say?
Yeah, hey, by the way, you're thinking about it right, which is winning batters bet numbers, losing batters bet teams.
Yeah.
That said, I'm going to give you a slight disagreement here.
Okay.
And here's why. I think the Eagles are even more overrated than Dallas. Dallas just naturally is because they're America's team. So when they play well, everyone gets extra excited. I think that's your instincts here to go against that. But what's Philly done? They won on Monday night, even against Sanchez, right? So obviously a limited Washington team. And then they almost lost to the Giants recently. They should have lost that game, remember. So how differently would we be thinking about Philly if they had lost that game? By the way, I know you remember, Colin, is Philly at home, divisional round against Atlanta last year, late in the game, Atlanta had the ball first and goal on the 9.
Yeah.
At that point, the in-game odds were 60% Atlanta was going to win the game. If Atlanta had won that game, how differently would we be thinking about a team that unexpectedly made the playoffs last year, lost in their first game in the division round, and now is 6-6? What would we think of Philly?
Typical Philly.
It'd be like, we'd be thinking of them like not that much different than, let's say, Tennessee, who had just made the playoff. Now, obviously, Wentz and all that, a little bit better in general. But what I'm saying is Philly winning that Super Bowl was a couple of wins in a row. They get their ring for sure, but it doesn't really change the fundamental quality of the team. And I think Philly's just naturally overrated. And one thing that makes me like Dallas, in the NCAA tournament, in basketball, you often see a team that's much better than their record. And why that is it's usually a very young team. And if you blend November, December, all the way through March, they're not near as good as you look at the reality in March because they have a trend line
up. Yeah, good point.
Dallas, on defense, their two best players are very young. A second-year guy, a first-year guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. So they're trending in the last month. They're a different defensive football team.
Yes, and if you look at the season stats, I don't think they represent how good Dallas is on defense.
All right, so 3-1 agreement. I think the Bears are going to upset the Rams. Chicago almost always wins the turnover battle. I watched the Rams last week. I thought they really struggled. I don't think they're as good without Cooper Kupp. I think Chicago, 28-degree weather. This is built for them. Coming off a loss, Trubisky's back. I see an upset. It's too expensive. I'll take the Bears plus 3.
Yeah, this is the duct tape on the shoe, but you do get agreement, right? The guy. This is a 10-year-old handicap. And the guys that usually handicap like this, they got duct tape on the shoes. We've talked about it because they haven't won in 10 years, so they have those same shoes. But listen, Trubisky's back, and Chase Daniel actually was highly regarded as a backup, coming into the last few weeks. He disappointed. So Trubisky's a big upgrade. Here's what concerns me about the Bears. If you look at the last five games, how many yards do the Bears gain per rush attempt? Now, the average in the NFL historically has been 4.0 yards. This year, it's a little bit higher. Here's the yardage. 2.6, 2.5, 3.8, 2.5, 3.7. Everyone below. In the prior four games, 4.5, 5.3, 5.4, 5.3. So they were way above. Now they're way below. And Trubisky's only been out two of those five. So to me, Nagy scheming up Trubisky, this team, and I think maybe the DCs are catching up a little bit. All that said, I think there's a big negative for the Rams. I actually tend to read the press reports of the post games because I want to understand what the players and coaches are thinking. Gurley said this last week after the game. It was a long week. I'm tired. Now, wait a minute. The Rams were off a bye, and then they played one game. Yeah. So I think the fires and all the, you know, all the activity in L.A. recently maybe has this Rams team tired. You mentioned the weather, and the Rams are expensive in general. They've only covered two of their last eight games. So I'm going to give you a begrudging agreement on the Bears.
Bonus pick time, R.J. Bell, pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. He's got his one-hour show daily on Fox Sports Radio, 3 to 4 Pacific, 6 to 7 Eastern. Bonus pick, I would have taken the Chiefs minus 6.5. Hosting the Ravens, who I think are a little overvalued right now, although Lamar Jackson has surprised me. What would the wise guys say?
I disagree, and the wise guys disagree on this one. We like the Ravens. You know, there's a ton of debates about Lamar Jackson we can have, but they don't really apply to this game, meaning we can debate, is he going to be able to pass well enough to be an NFL quarterback, or is it sustainable that Lamar Jackson is going to run this much? But it doesn't matter. What matters in this game is, can he be effective for this one game? And if you look at the rushing yards with Jackson, 207, 242, 267 for the Ravens. Now, a really savvy NFL guy would say, but RJ, look at the rush defenses they went against. Atlanta, number 29, Oakland, number 31, Cincinnati, number 28. Okay, Kansas City is the worst rush defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And finally, Kareem Hunt, I don't know how much it's on the field. I don't know how much it is off the field, but they were very distracted last week.
No question.
And I tell you, Andy Reid off a bye is historically good. You would have thought they would have wanted to make a statement to get behind the Hunt situation. I wonder if it's going to affect the Chiefs more than people think. Oh, lastly, next week, biggest game of the year, probably.
You're right.
Hosting the Chargers on Thursday.
Yeah, no, and that always plays out if you got a massive rivalry game. Good stuff. RJ Bell, pregame.com. Good talking to you, bud.
Thank you.